Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Hey guys, back at again with another podcast. Hopefully you guys are doing well today. Hashtag I'm over it. Look at the skin, guys. If you are watching from my YouTube channel, you can just clearly tell that the skin, guys, is just on fleek. Wow. It's just wow. Like, can we get into that? Can we get into this, the skin? What, like, it's everything. Okay, so let's just get straight into this video, guys, because I really want to talk about everything. I'm just glistening, guys. Are you actually mad? Are you actually mad or are you actually mad? I am absolutely glistening right now. Like, this is everything. Anyways, I wanted to make a podcast episode just about all the celebrities that have basically supported Ellen and, you know, have spoken out, and some celebrities that have slammed her, just in an entire nutshell. So we kind of get a rap review of everyone that has spoken up about this entire situation. To be honest with you, I think she can survive it. I genuinely think she can survive this entire situation. Give it a month or two. She'll come back in January, February. She will address this via a video. And then once it dies down, she will come back. And I just feel like she will for sure survive this entire situation. I can just see it happening. But I wanted to do this because I know I've really spoken about Ellen so much on this channel. Normally when something takes place, I really like to do mini, because I do short videos on this. I do this short, small, progressive report. So it gives it a, you know, reflection that I'm making so much content on this matter, which I am at that time. But of course, you know, as the moment dies down, the less videos will, you know, come out in relation to the topic and we move on to something else. That's just how it's always been. But let's just get straight into this, guys, because I really want to. Before we do that, my friend is texting me, so let me just quickly reply back to him. So, you know, I'm not the one to be sending late replies. Like, I just cannot do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel so rude, like, to send late replies to people. When someone replies back to me, I just feel bad. Like, I genuinely do. So this should definitely be an interesting episode anyhow. We got to get into all of this. Whew, okay, so the people that have slammed her, we had Brad Garrett. For those of you who don't know who Brad Garrett is, he was on Everybody Loves Raymond. All right, Garrett obviously appeared on the Ellen show many times as a guest. And the Everybody Loves Raymond actor basically said, "Sorry, it comes from the top. The Ellen show knows more than one who was treated horribly by her. Common knowledge, Ellen sends emotional apology to staff," you know, when she sent that. Leah Thompson, who was a Back to the Future actress, echoed, you know, Garrett's claims as well, and basically said, "True story it is." Then we have Scooter Braun. For those of you who don't know, he's a manager of Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. He now spoke out and basically said, and defended the comedian in a series of tweets. "People love to take shots at people," he wrote. Okay, Roadman, are you mad? Man said, "People love to take shots at people. They love to see people fall. How quickly so many forget. People do love to see people fall, though. That is true." Braun continued to describe Ellen as a kind, thoughtful, courageous human being who stands for what it is right and highlights on her show The Best of Us, adding that she's used to her platform to change the views of equality. "Needed to say this, I know firsthand how she helps so many when we are watching and when we are not. She isn't about what is popular, she is about what is right. Sending love to Ellen today." Ellen's wife has come forward as well and has basically said that, you know, "To all our fans, we see you. Thank you for your support. We also have an Argentine polo player, Nacho, who's basically said, after saying he'd waited for someone with more authority to speak up about the matter, and basically saying that, you know, the show is a very well-run machine. Everyone was super nice, not just to me, but to each other and anyone involved. We also then have Katy Perry, who drew attention to the talk show host's, you know, situation. And she basically, you know, said, "I think we have all witnessed the light and continual fight for equality that she has brought to the world through her platform for decades. Yes, we may have all witnessed that, beloved Miss Katy Perry. We may have all witnessed that. But what we have not witnessed is the atrocities, the nonsense, the discrimination, the abuse that all these other employees are going through. So what you need to be doing is focusing on your whack album that is not going to sell again, another flop album. That is what you need to be focusing on, because nobody's asking you to talk about this. Nobody. So I don't know what you're doing, to be honest. I genuinely don't. You haven't had a hit in a moment, and that is what we need to be focusing on, rather than you tweeting about all of this, because your celebrity status unfortunately matters more in this world, and nobody asked." The British DJ Samantha Ronson spoke about her interactions with the talk show host. "Unpopular opinion, I've worked for the Ellen Show as a DJ for her parties for years, and she has always been respectful and kind to me." Somebody said, "You're also a celebrity guest. It's the people who work for her that she's reportedly been awful to." Somebody said, Samantha said, "I wasn't a celebrity guest. I was an employee. Very different. Trust me." Interesting. That's a very good point. "From all reports from former and current staffers, she only shows kindness to those of a certain stature. Your name is known, so of course she was nice to you. Doesn't make the dozens of stories coming out any less true," this person says. And this is coming from someone who once looked up to her. Samantha Ronson replied, "I knew this was coming, but you'd be surprised by how many people are super rude when you become someone they are writing a check to. It's super disappointing." She says, "You'd be surprised how many people are super rude when you become someone they're writing a check to." Interesting. Diane Keaton has also spoken out and said, "I always enjoyed my visits to the Ellen Show. I've seen how the audience exudes happiness and gratitude. She gives back to so many, including me." Okay, great. What do you want to do for you? I don't understand. Kevin Hart is talking as well. The comedian Kevin Hart shared a photo from one of his visits to the Ellen Show. "It's crazy to see my friend go through what she's going through publicly. I have known Ellen for years, and I can honestly say that she's one of the dopest people on the effing planet. She has treated my family and my team with love and respect from day one. It's honestly sad. What, you know, when did we get here? I stand by the ones that I know and that I love. Looking forward to the future when we get back to loving one another. This hate has to stop." What do you mean hate has to stop? This is what I'm saying. You are applying a valuable rhetoric, and you're associating it with a situation that isn't, to basically gaslight these employees that have all come forward. 36 people have come forward. Why are they coming forward? Why are other certain DJs also coming forward and saying that it was a toxic place? Why did the security guard come forward? Why did those people come forward? Now, for you to say they're spreading so much hate and this should be spreading love, this is pure gaslighting, because you're making people's behaviors, you're making people's, you know, experiences as if they don't even matter. They're derogatory, as if they should, you know, it makes them question their own sanity, that, you know what, maybe we should send love and not hate. Maybe me speaking up about my abuse or speaking up about the experiences that I've gone through in life as an individual, as a person, are, you know, not valuable, and that I'm spreading hate by doing this. By you speaking up about the negative experiences that you have gone through in life, you are not spreading hate at all. That is pure gaslighting at its finest, and that is exactly what you are not doing. So again, Kevin Hart, relax. All of you need to be relaxing. I'm so sorry. I feel like people should be speaking out once this internal investigation is done and wrapped and the results are out there, and then maybe all of you can be doing your small talking. But right now, defending a celebrity with your celebrity status, just, it reflects ignorance. Just shut up, because if you're one of these employees, you wouldn't be wanting these celebrities just diminishing your experiences. It just comes off as just privileged and irritating. Ashton Kutcher also claimed that Ellen never pandered to celebrity. In a tweet, he said, I haven't spoken with Ellen. I can only speak from my own experience. She and her team have only... This is the issue now that I have that is really pissing me off right now. You're speaking from your own experience, but beloved Mr. Ashton Kutcher, who asked for your experience? I'll wait. Who asked for your flipping damn experience? Okay, you had a great experience. What does that do for me? Why are you talking? I don't understand. Why are you talking? My fingers are up now. I don't understand why you're talking. Because your experience has no relation to what these employees are going through. And this is the problem with celebrity culture, celebrity status. They feel they need to sometimes, you know, relay their thoughts about what they've gone through and everything, because they feel it's more important than anybody else. They may not intentionally believe that it's more important, but why are you doing it? What is a subconscious act? Why are you saying and talking about your own experiences when we have people behind the scenes that have come forward that, you know, okay, you want to defend your friend has been painted in this negative light. Well, you know, it's 36, 37 people. I just don't feel like, unless you were there when these employees are making these claims and you could say otherwise to what these employees are saying, then you shouldn't be talking. because you talking about your experiences are not directly related to what these people are saying. If you were there and you can witness, and you are witnessed to the opposition and you of what these people are saying, and that you have other stuff that's going on, more secrets and stuff about how Ellen actually, you know, is a nice person, and these employees were actually doing a madness, and these employees planned this against her or something like this, then okay, I understand. But we're talking about your own experience. Why? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. She never pandered to the celebrity, which I always saw as a refreshing honesty. When things aren't high, she handles it and fixes it, she said. People replied to Kutcher's tweet to explain that mainly staffers, not celebrities, are coming forward about a toxic work environment and sexual misconduct. One person tweeted that the celebrities coming forward to defend, Ellen are invalidating what current and former employees experience on a regular basis. Ashton Kutcher replied back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Saying, I understand. Well, beloved Mr. Ashton Kutcher, if you actually understand what this person is saying, then why are you talking? Do you understand? Why are you talking? It doesn't make any sense to me. The maths is not flipping mathing. The maths is not mathing. 2 + 2 = 4, not flipping 89. I don't understand why you're talking. If you actually understand that these celebrities talking and doing a madness, you're basically invalidating the gruesome experiences that a lot of these people have gone through. If you understand this, it's not just bullying, but this is sheer discrimination and sexual misconduct that is also being alleged and all of this stuff. If you understand that, then there's no need for you to talk. So either A, you are getting paid to do all this because this is PR work for Ellen, and then she has a major PR machine helping her to get back on track, and she's paying up celebrities to do all the madness because I don't understand. Or B, you're just a fool. It's one of the two, to be honest with you. The gag is it could be both. I'm not even mad. And to be honest with you, it just highlights the celebrity kind of narcissistic culture that we're seeing here. Someone else said, yes, but you are a celebrity. And he says, but it extends to my team and people she didn't even know I work with. Okay, but you're... Jerry O'Connell reposted the same photo and said, love Ellen and Portia, always have, always will. Okay, great. The actor told ET Entertainment Tonight that his longtime friendship with the couple drove him to share support for Ellen. I've known Ellen and Portia for almost 3 decades now, and I saw that Portia Instagrammed out, all of our friends, we need your support right now, and I felt compelled to post it. I could be friends with somebody for 4 decades. We could be best bros, you understand? We could be the best of buddies. But if employees are coming out saying this person has sexually assaulted me or so forth, and now I'm out here posting stuff about supporting somebody and that I love them, even though these employees have done all this, and I don't know the facts of whether the employees have, you know, are truth or not, I can't be out here screaming support just because I've known this person, because facts are facts, right is right and wrong is wrong. And this is what we have here, this celebrity culture narcissistic nonsense. Your friendship with somebody, okay, cool, but at the end of the day, you were not there in these situations what these employees are talking about. So your friendship and the longevity of your friendship immediately becomes invalidated. It doesn't count, doesn't add. Okay, you want to support your friend, send her a text at the most, but to be screaming online and trying to cause and sway the influence, I feel like it's an act of injustice, and I feel like it's just disrespectful and derogatory and invalidating to these staffers who have gone through discrimination, racism, abuse and sexual misconduct. I don't understand, guys. I'm really getting mad on this podcast. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect myself to be doing up a madness right now, but Okay, Jay Leno said he won't discard a 40-year-old friendship on hearsay. Okay, but nobody asked for you to be discarding your friendship because nobody, and the gag is, nobody is checking for your friendship. Really and truly. I don't discard a 40-year friendship on hearsay. The Ellen I know has raised over $125 million for charity and has always been a kind and decent person. So it says, when has sexual misconduct in serious, you know, situations and environments and offices and institutions been regarded as hearsay? That in itself is crazy to me. I'm so sorry. Yes, sexual misconduct allegations can be false. They're not always true. It can be false. But once they're brought to light, for you to regard that as hearsay is disgusting. I'm so sorry. Discrimination, racist abuse, that and a black woman spoke about what she went through as well. And we're regarding this as hearsay. Well, you better hear this. You are a clown. Because I don't understand why you have now decided to enter the situation. Again, you're disrespecting these people and you're invalidating them. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. People have the time and the courage to speak up and band together about their abuse or whatever they've gone through, and people are regarding it as hearsay. What the hell is going on here? I don't understand, guys. Actor Andy Richter pointed out the irony of Ellen's entire show mantra to be kind. A black lady sketch show actress, Ashley Nicole Black, tweeted a message addressing the toxic work environments that are widely accepted in the television industry on Wednesday. I don't think it's that celebs don't know people treat them differently. I think it's that toxic workplaces are widely accepted in this industry. People are expected not to complain and higher-ups don't care how folks are treated as long as the work is done on time and on budget. Actor Andy Richter, who often appears on TBS Conan, agreed with Black and highlighted the hypocrisy of Ellen's Be Kind mantra, given former staffers' accusations about the host. I agree, he wrote. Although there's toxicity tolerated by higher-ups in every industry, few of those workplaces are controlled by a manager whose entire brand is being nice. Howard Stern gave advice to the comedian. On Monday's episode, Howard Stern Show, the radio personality said that he changed his whole image. If he was in Ellen's shoes, I'd go on the air and be a son of a bee. People would come on and I would go, F you, just be a prick. I don't know why he's talking and what kind of advice this guy has given, but I feel like it's just stupid. Music Phoebe Bridges called the talk show host Ellen Degenerate. Okay, that was a cute read. I see what you're doing. And I feel like, okay, I just feel like it's not really productive to be coming out and doing all that. Like, I genuinely just don't. Because at the end of the day, we need to get to the facts. Is it a funny joke? Cool. I just feel like cussing somebody online doesn't lead to anything productive. Personally, for me, I need to get to that productive byproduct. That is what I need to get to. So to be cussing out online and she's this and she's that and she's a waste man, she's this, she's stupid, she's a fool. Like, we don't know the facts yet. These employees, I feel like we should trust right now because there's majority of them. Numbers, you know, speak a lot of truth as well. But I just feel like we need to get to the facts. Internal investigation need to come out with the results rather than just cussing her out, because that's just wasting my time. I don't need to be doing all that. But to be honest with you, somebody also then came out saying that she fat shamed him when he was 11 years old. And now I feel like we're all getting a bit too excited now, because now you're just finding anything and everything and just jumping on the bandwagon. I can see a bandwagon cancellation culture is related to it. There's a bandwagon. Everybody now wants to jump in, get their piece, get their little PR, get their little coin, their little 5 minutes of fame. This happened about me with Ellen. This happened to me with Ellen. Yes, 110%. If that had happened with you and Ellen, it's validated. But you can tell that some people are just doing a bit too much now as well. So it really disdains itself from the truth, which I feel like is irritating. But I wanted to do a video just highlighting not just people that have spoken up against, but mainly for Ellen, but also the celebrity culture narcissistic blindness that we see here, that they just put their ego up there and they feel that their experience is better than yours, better than mine. It's honestly very, very sad. It genuinely is. And I don't know what's going to happen now. Where is this going to go? Is this show going to come back? I don't know, you know. I genuinely do not know what's going to happen when it comes to the show. I feel like the show can definitely survive. I feel like it genuinely can 110% survive and it can go through it. They need a big PR machine around it, somebody to help Ellen, but I do feel like it will. But the issue is coronavirus in the US is so bad. They're going to have one of the worst winters yet. So they're not even through the worst of it yet, I firmly believe. So she needs to be back in that studio with the audience, and that isn't going to happen until next summer at least. So to be honest with you, I just don't see how this is going to take place, but hopefully it will, in a good way for her, I guess, if that's what she wanted. But to be honest with you, my personal opinion is that I just don't see it for her anymore. I don't see it for her. Even Kevin Porter made that long-ass thread. We had Nikki Tutorials, who also came out you know, Ellen's whole weird friendship with Bush, like, it's just, it's a lot more, and there's more to it. I genuinely believe these allegations. Of course, we wait for the truth, but I don't believe that Ellen is this kind, cute, amazing person that everybody has made it out to be. I just don't see it for her. But if she goes down for this, it's going to be crazy, because she obviously has one of the biggest American talk shows in history, and that is now going to be associated with this, and that is going to be crazy, to be honest with you. It genuinely is. But hopefully we'll just find out what happens. Time will tell, guys. Let me know your thoughts on when it comes to this podcast. Please do subscribe. I'm trying to push the podcast, guys, because I don't actually upload here as much, because I'm uploading so many videos on YouTube that it's hard for me to maintain it on here. But I'm trying to come out with, you know, 15 to 20 minute episodes at least 3 times a week, and hopefully you guys can just subscribe to this. Click that button, guys. Subscribe to the podcast. It's on Apple, it's on Acast, it's on Spotify, it's just on the main apps. I would appreciate it if you guys would share it as well. Tweet about it. Use the hashtag I'm over it, guys. Use the hashtag I'm over it. I would appreciate that as well. And just let me know what your thoughts are. Comment down below in the YouTube video, because my skin is looking like it's looking snatched, guys. I might have to really now leak my skincare routine. I might have to do so. And yeah, because this is a whole moment. So I might have to do a whole video on that as well. And maybe even get Fenty Skin. What is Fenty Skin saying, guys? Because apparently people like it, but I've seen a few complaints. But I'm not mad at Kylie Jenner being threatened by it, because I feel like Fenty Skin is here to dominate, and dominate it should. But this is all, in the grand scheme of things, just capitalism at its finest, to be honest with you. But I feel like Kylie Jenner's brand will definitely be damaged by this Fenty Skin stuff. I genuinely feel like something, I don't know. Like, I'm here for it, and we'll just see what happens. She really should come up with a new album now, because she can use that new album to promote her Fenty stuff, which I'm pretty sure she will. She'll be out here promoting Fenty Skin, you know, Savage Fenty as well. Like, I can see that all happening, and hopefully Rihanna will come up with an album. But I do feel like Fenty Skin will dominate and will overtake Kylie Jenner in some capacity, because, you know, her other lines have been extremely successful, and she can go into Fenty Furniture, she can go etc. Like, it's just endless for her, and I'm not mad at her not coming back to music. The reason why is because what she's doing now has a lot more coin. She knows where the money is, and she's securing that, and she thoroughly enjoys that more, or just wants to explore different avenues. Because back in the day, Rihanna was releasing albums every single damn year. Let's not get it twisted. Anyways, guys, let me know your thoughts when it comes to this entire episode. I did not even mean to speak about Kylie and Rihanna, but, you know, too much is going on in this damn world. Subscribe to the channel. I would appreciate it, and I will definitely catch you guys soon for another podcast. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it. And don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.